F1 Indie Girls with Soraya and Sherelle. We are two girls who love Formula One and IndyCar. This week is our Great Britain GP recap. Woo-woo! We do have some news. Drumroll, please. No, I'm just kidding. Gotta add a little excitement to this news. We have a new F1 driver!
Yes! Woo!
Ollie Bearman signs a multi-year contract with Haas starting in 2025.
We love Ollie. We are so excited to have him full-time in F1 after watching him do the race this year.
Ugh.
We cannot wait to see him full-time.
I'm so excited. So
I feel like just been so cool to watch how the grid has shaped up this year, because I don't think it's anything what we expected
The
beginning, coming into this season.
It's crazy.
I feel like obviously Lewis moving to Ferrari kind of threw everything up in the air. And now, yeah. But there is a part of me that's like, every time a driver who's not currently in F1 signs, it's like, but who
someone's
are we
leaving.
Lose?
Someone's
who's
leaving.
Leaving?
So who's leaving?
I guess find out soon enough.
Yeah.
But.
And then Catherine Legg, but at least my favorite female IndyCar driver.
I mean,
she's really the only one I think.
She's
know.
Really the only one right now.
Is going to be driving the number 51 car for Dale Coyne for the Hy-Vee race this coming weekend.
Yes.
So excited to see her get back in a car. I loved watching her. The little that we did get to see her race at the 500, I absolutely loved it. I loved her elf car. We talked about it when we did our recap. It's just, she's so amazing. So I'm really excited to see her race this weekend and see what she can do, because I know she can do so much.
Yes. I feel like she's shown that, you know, what she is capable of, and we all know she's great behind the wheel of an Indy car, so excited to see her back in the car this weekend.
I have to sneeze. Oh, okay. We're gonna keep moving until I guess apparently I actually sneeze.
So now we'll get into, the actual recap of the race weekend. I have not, actually watched the full race yet. I've seen bits and pieces, and obviously, know how it ends. And Soraya has watched more of it, so.
I have.
You know, sometimes I need to stop working, the first half of the week. It might be helpful. I'm gonna be better at watching races, I swear. It's been hard lately.
I've been good on in F1 races, but, IndyCar races lately, I've just, ever since the 500, I'm, my desire to watch IndyCar is just, which is so bad, because I love watching it, but it's just been, I feel like it's harder for me to watch it on double weekends.
Yeah.
Because I'm, F1, and then I'm I also have an IndyCar.
See, and I feel like I'm kind of opposite. I'm, oh, yeah, IndyCar, and then I'm, oh, yeah. F1 as well.
Yeah.
So.
I've just been, ever since, I feel like it's just been, Lando has been at the top. I've just been so intrigued.
See, and maybe that's why I'm less, I love Lando and stuff being at the top. But also my driver is doing terrible.
Not doing good.
And so it's harder to watch F1 at the moment.
See, I feel like
that's. But it is great to see, Lando and Oscar and stuff doing great. I do love that. But yeah.
I think that's for me with IndyCar, because, Christian, he's doing good. Rossi's, they're doing good. But it's just, I feel like it's just, the same thing almost every weekend. You know, they do good in qualifying, or they have a bad qualifying, then their race is bad. So it's, I feel like it's just, it's very hard for me to.
No. But yes, on to the actual weekend recap.
It's your turn.
My turn to start with high?
Your turn.
My high is Lewis winning, because, how could it not be that?
Pause real quick. My high is also that, so we're just going to combine it, because I feel like
it can't not be that.
It cannot
be. To have him, not get the win last year.
2 years.
Yes. Having, gone the last two years without, he has not won since I started watching F1.
Which is crazy. You haven't had a Lewis Hamilton win.
Yeah. And so for him to come and win his home race, I feel like was just, like, meant to be.
It was...
Of all the races that he could have had his... And he broke the 300 race rule where nobody after their 300th race has won. So now it's no longer a thing.
So, like, go Lewis. Yeah, he's just been... It's been... So wonderful
to see. And I feel like it's been so good to see just that we've had so many different winners this year so far.
Five different ones. Max, Sainz, Lando, Charles, Russell, and now Hamilton. So that's six drivers that have won this season.
And so I feel like going into the season, we expected Max to win everything.
Oh, because
after last year, we're like, okay, it's just going to be another year. But to see the other teams, like, you know, coming and fighting and getting closer and closer every week has been so great to see.
I loved it.
We've had back-to-back Mercedes wins.
Which, okay.
Like, did we think we were ever going to be there?
No, again. Again.
I know. I was like, you know, after Red Bull started winning everything and Mercedes, like, Mercedes did not look good last year. Let's be honest. They did not look good the last few years, actually.
They have picked it up this year. They have been at the top. They have been fighting. Yeah, they've had their races, but I feel like every team has their races where they aren't doing well. But they have been... They're performing so much better. And I have been so, like...
Well, and I feel like
happy
this,
for them.
This win for Lewis, you could tell how much it meant to him.
So special.
And I feel like sometimes... When a driver is in, like, the midst of, like, winning all the time, they forget how special it is.
Oh, 100%.
And so, for him to go so long without a win, and then come back this weekend in front of the home crowd and get that win, you could tell how, like, emotional it was for him.
His radio message... Excuse me. His radio message at the end literally, like... I kid you not, made me tear up. I don't tear up over little things like that, but it was just, like, the commentators were like, and Lewis Hamilton, after 2 years, finally wins a race, wins his home race, and, like, hearing Toto and his engineer talk to him, and, like, Toto was even just, like, kind of, you could tell he was, Toto is one that, like, the only emotion he really shows is happiness and anger. Like, he doesn't really show sadness, but you could tell in his voice that he was kind of just, like, choked up, and his... Hamilton. Wow. Hamilton's engineer was like, you could tell he was choked up. And then when, like, Hamilton got on the radio, you could tell that he was emotional. Seeing him on the podium with his flag, kissing the trophy, I was like, this could not be any better.
Yeah. I feel like sometimes you have to take those lows to really appreciate.
Oh, 100%.
Those, like, you know, even... small wins. And, like, obviously this isn't a small win for them. Like, this is actually
this is a huge win for them.
But to, like, really appreciate, you know, all that you've been through, you have to have those.
Also the fact that it was, like, with Mercedes, his last season with Mercedes, and he wins a home race. Like, I feel like it's just, Mercedes has been there with him for, like, so long that I feel like this is just so special for him, and
So, what was the weekend? Checo? I'm not even gonna say anything else. I think that everybody knows me enough to know that obviously I love Checo, and so to watch him do bad in qualifying and the race, and it's just like, at this point, I don't even have any more to say. Like, it's hard. I don't like watching that side of Checo, so.
Like, I don't even know if I have.
Oh, can I talk about another high real quick?
Yes.
I gotta give a shout out to Logie Bear, getting 12th in qualifying, 11th in the race. He was so close.
He was very close.
So, good job to Logie Bear.
It's in our notes.
Yeah, I just had to throw it in there, because I feel like he deserves a shout-out, too.
100%. I will say, okay, I'm happy how the race turned out, but I am a little frustrated with McLaren. I guess this is my low of the weekend. Like, Norris could have won the race, but I'm very happy he didn't, because I'm so happy Lewis Hamilton won. Like, I'm so happy. But I would have been also very happy to see Lando on the like, that would have been super special for him, too, not only to have his second win, be at his home race and everything. Like, I would have been super happy. But I'm very upset at the pit stops at the very end of the race that screwed Lando's race over at the very end. So, that's my low of the weekend. Norris could have won, but don't get me wrong. I'm so happy he won. I could not be happier. But I also really would have been super happy if Norris won. So that's my love of the weekend. Nothing too exciting, just a small little thing. So let's get on to our recap. We will start with, I guess this was awesome news, but it kind of affected the weekend and affected qualifying. So we'll go over a little bit of qualifying, and then we will go over the race. This one we don't have a lot of notes, so this might be a quick episode for you guys, depending on how much we decide to talk. Considering we've already talked for 11 minutes, maybe it won't be. But Gasly decided that he needed to take in power units after power units and got a 50-place grid penalty for this weekend, which I didn't think was possible, but it is. And so he started from the back no matter what he did in qualifying, which he didn't really do anything in qualifying anyways because he knew where he was starting.
At that point, like...
They went out and did practice runs.
What? Yeah.
They
practice
went out
runs, like...
And got the car
what's
ready.
What's the point of putting, like, you know, oh, here's a new power unit, let's go put some miles on it.
They were talking about it, and it was more of just the fact that they needed to put, like...
Yeah.
Make sure the car was good for race day.
And technically you have to do, like,
you do have
a qualifying lap.
Unless something is absolutely wrong with your car.
Yeah. So, obviously you gotta go out and do at least one run, but...
But he did a couple, and then, like, he just got he just was towards the back, and he just didn't come out.
Yeah.
So, Gasly started at the back. This I thought was kind of funny. In the beginning of qualifying, a Red Bull engineer decided to make a little trip... down to the McLaren garage and see what he could see and spy on the car and then gets shooed away by a McLaren mechanic. And I was like...
My thing is, the amount of spying that, like, goes on in F1, like, the amount of times you see, like, other teams, like, check it out. My favorite was Inspector Seb. Like, be honest.
I need
nothing
Seb
better
to
than
come back.
When you saw Seb out there, like... You know,
inspecting
the cars. Like,
seeing what he
you know
see.
He was taking notes back to the team, being like...
Not that it did anything for them. I mean, it did last season, but he wasn't here.
Yeah.
But, yeah, that was very interesting. Then we just had a normal qualifying until Checo spins off the track and gets beached, and a red flag comes out. With 7 minutes and 30 seconds left in Q1, he was trying to get it. He was like, well, if the mechanics just push me back, can I continue going? And they're like, no, that's not how this works. And he was very mad. Because he just wanted to keep going. Like, the car was fine. He just got beached.
Yeah.
Like, it was fine. It still worked.
Yeah.
Still running.
Well, like I said, I haven't fully watched everything. It had been raining. The track was still... Was it?
It wasn't raining. It was more like... It was kind of just,
kind
like,
of,
wet.
But was it kind of wet?
It was, like, wet, dry. It was a weird mix to, like, no
and
one knew what tire
I feel like
to
that's
have
the
on.
Hardest, like, because you know it's not fully raining, so you want to be on, like,
the slicks.
Slicks. But then it's not fully dry, so.
You want to, yeah. It was a mess, but yeah.
Yeah.
And then during that, I think it was towards the beginning, Stroll... left the pit under the red light / like the red flag, because in the pit lane it's a red light, so he got investigated. I can't remember if something happened to him or not. I don't think anything did. I don't remember fully, but he had that incident. Max ended up going off the track, but he kept it going in the same spot that Checo went off the track.
So maybe it wasn't just a, you know.
It wasn't just Checo.
He just got a little more unlucky with when he did it.
He just didn't catch himself. Max's was kind of a cool, like, save, though. I will say that.
Yeah.
The rain caused so much chaos. We had, like, drivers who didn't expect to be at the top, towards the very end of Q1, and it was just, like, it was crazy. I was like, I don't even know what to expect on what was going to happen and who was going to end up being in Q2, and guess who made it into Q2?
Oh, I mean, I didn't already happen to, you know, have to bring this up just because I was excited about it, but go Logie! Okay. I love Logie Bear, so love when he does, you know.
His second Q2 appearance this season in the second race.
Yes.
So, good job. I don't remember what exactly happened, but Alcon was, what a surprise.
I would say, okay, but when, I feel like at this point, like, that's just his thing. Like,
he got in a full-on argument with his strategist during qualifying. I was like, broski.
It was after, just, you know, having
his struggles. He got out, and it was after he got out that he just sat there, and they, like, had full-on cameras on him, and they were, like, going in. It was, like, but, he was intense, like, and the strategist was just sitting, standing there, and he was, like, going at him, and I was like, broski.
It's just his thing. He goes at everybody. He goes at his teammates. He goes at the strategists. Like, not to, like, diss on Alcon, but, like, at some point, I feel like you gotta change something.
He's not with the team next year, so.
That is true.
See what happens. Maybe he's the one that's leaving.
Maybe.
Maybe everyone's had enough of his nonsense of hitting his teammates.
I just, you know, gotta pray for his teammates, because, you know, they are bound to get hit by him at some point in the year.
I feel like I've been talking, so I'll let you say the last couple of things.
So Max did have some damage, so he's not able to push as hard.
From him going off the track.
Yes, so he's not able to push quite as hard as, you know, he normally would. But I feel like it worked perfectly for everybody else, because I feel like it could not have been more fitting of a qualifying to have all three British drivers end up as your top three. So you had Russell, Hamilton, and Lando, you know, end up as your top three in qualifying, which I thought was pretty cool.
My glasses
And obviously great for Russell to come back from his win last week and get pole position this week. But yeah, I feel like it was also definitely a boost for Mercedes to have both their drivers right up there together. But going now onto the race, we had Checo starting from the pit lane.
No explanation.
Okay.
That I heard. I could be wrong.
I'm guessing they either made some, they probably made some sort of change on its car, something. Change something, obviously. That's normally why your driver starts from pit lane. So
something happened.
Yeah. Gasly had a gearbox issue and doesn't make the start. And he has to pit at the end of the formation lap. So, you know, great weekend already for Gasly.
He was so pissed.
And then, you know, at the start, Nico hits Alonso, and then Alonso ends up hitting Albon. Love first lap, you know.
Luckily, no damage, like, severe damage was happened, so they all three stayed in the race. You have no idea how happy this next part made me. From last weekend, when you had Lando and Max fighting the whole time, Lando starts gaining on Max because he got passed. Max got past Lando. I can't remember with what. It was just like a normal Max. Faster, gets passed. And then Lando gets DRS, so he starts to get closer to Max. And I was like, I swear, if you two crash, I am going to murder both of you. I was like, no.
So Ryan could not take another incident between the two of them.
No. But he ended up passing Max on lap 15. And then, even better, Oscar, two laps later, ended up passing Max. So, I don't know what it was, but Max could not defend against the McLarens at the beginning of the race, which I... So sorry.
McLarens have actually been doing great lately, which makes me so happy because, like, yes, I'm a Checo fan, but McLaren is my favorite team. I love Lando and Oscar, especially Oscar, like... So it's been great to see them doing
I have my good these last jersey on today. That's how much I love McLaren. So that, I've loved seeing Oscar, Lando up there fighting with Max, fighting against the Mercedes. It's been, I mean, Lando is my favorite driver. McLaren might not be my favorite team. I might be more biased towards Ferrari, but I still extremely love them. And so when they are up at the top, it makes me so happy. And makes me so happy to see him up here.
Mm-hmm. And then, obviously, we had the battle between the Mercedes. We had Hamilton and Russell fighting on lap 18. And Hamilton was able to get past Russell. And then lap 19, both the Mercedes end up going wide. And Lando catches up to them. And Lando isn't able to get past George. And so, you know, we love these battles between drivers, like, actually being able to see passing up at the front. It makes so me so nice. Happy.
The races...
Which now I'm like, okay, I need to actually really do better about watching these races, because they've actually been good races.
So good.
So I need to go watch them. I just got sick of watching races where nothing happened.
If you talk to Off Track with Hinch and Rossi, last weekend's race was boring until the very end. I was listening to their podcast.
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, they mentioned Rossi's news, but they were talking about how they're like, you know, F1 and Hush has been kind of boring recently. And Hinch goes, whoa, whoa, whoa. I mean, it's already said, but he's like, the last couple laps were interesting. I was like, that's because Max and Lando got out, and then you had Russell, and it was, like, that was really the only entertaining part of the race.
Yeah.
This one had, it was, like, entertaining throughout the whole race.
And I feel like Silverstone always gives us good racing, though.
Yeah. It kept me on my toes. I was like, which of these three Great Britain drivers, British drivers are going to win? It kept me on my toes. But then Norris ends up getting past Hamilton on lap 20 and ends up leading the race. And then also we had Oscar coming up because since the Mercedes went wide, it also gave Oscar a chance to catch up. And so he was ended up fighting with Hamilton and Russell for P2. And ends up not getting past Hamilton, but gets past Russell, so he is in P3. And then later on in the lap, he catches up to Hamilton and gets P2. So we had McLaren 1-2 for a while. So that was pretty awesome to see my McLaren boys leading the race. And then we have the wonderful Silverstone weather. And it starts to rain. The other thing is it's not raining very hard. And so Ferrari does what Ferrari does best and puts Charles, not Sainz yet, just Charles, on intermediate tires.
Their, like, worst strategy calls always happen with Charles.
Charles was also not doing very good in the race, so I feel like he was...
I feel like it's, like, always Charles gets the... Yep. But I feel like Carlos is also one that will, like, speak up against him more and be like, no, we're not doing that.
I feel like, it kind of just, I don't know. I feel like I have an opinion, but I'm like, at this point, I'm so used to it.
Yeah.
But as he gets put on intermediates, he slides off the track. And I couldn't tell, it was very confusing, because when I went back and I, like, watched it, I thought they said he got lapped as he went off the track, but I don't know for sure, but I'm pretty sure as he went off the track, the leaders went past. So, that kind of sucked for him. He did not. I guess that's my low of the weekend. I guess
it kind of makes sense, because if you've pit, you're already quite behind if other people haven't pit yet.
Yeah, there was only a couple people who pitted on intermediates. And then lap 27, I think that was like lap 22, you know, it was fairly early. And you had a lot of people just staying out, especially at the top four, which was the two Mercedes and two McLarens. And they were staying out. And they ended up lap 27, they came in pit for intermediates, and were on intermediates for a while. And it was, are they going to double stack? Because it literally was like McLaren, McLaren, Mercedes, Mercedes.
Mm-hmm.
And so they all four needed to get on intermediates. And so they're like, they are going to have to double stack both.
Mm-hmm.
McLaren made the choice not to double stack, so they brought in Lando, kept out Oscar.
Did they regret that choice?
I believe they did.
Maybe they did.
Who knows? But they ended up double stacking the Mercedes, which worked perfectly until lap 34. I guess this is also I actually have a lot more low of the weekends. Charles's bad strategy call and Russell's end to the race. This is a huge low for me because I was really excited to see Russell up there fighting with the other two British drivers. Not gonna lie, I was really hoping for all three British drivers on the podium. Didn't care the order, I just wanted all three on the podium.
Mm-hmm.
And lap 34, you hear Russell, we're retiring the car. And I was like, no. I was so devastated. Also, there was no explanation. It was just like, we're retiring the car. And of course, as most drivers do, you just hear beep, beep, beep.
Yeah.
And the commentators decided to bring up this sad little snippet. George Russell has never podiumed.
In Silverstone?
In Silverstone. He's never been on the podium. Eventually, and I was like,
he'll have his day.
Later on, they said that they think it was some water system issue, so he had to retire the car, which was really annoying. And then this is where Norris's race went downhill. Okay, not really. But this is where Norris's race took a turn. Okay, I'm going to stop talking. I'm going to let you talk.
So lap 39, they pit Lewis, but Lando stays out. You know, could that be the moment that Lando lost the race?
100%.
Quite possibly.
He even said that that was the dumbest mistake that they could have possibly made. And I was like, ooh.
So lap 40, obviously, Lando comes and pits. But at this point, Lewis is able to get past him.
Fresher tires, plus he's on slicks.
Yeah. So obviously the lap he had done, his out lap was obviously faster. And so, you know, it's just great for Lando. And does it continue to go downhill for Lando?
Yes.
Just a little bit. Because on lap 48, Max makes it past Lando and takes P2. Because
he also had fresher tires.
Mm-hmm.
Max was on hard, so his tires were better because the softs were starting to go away.
So obviously that's kind of the end. Lewis wins, Max gets second, Lando third. But it is the best finish for Logan so far this year. He was so close to points.
So close to points.
I feel those points coming any week now because we believe in Logie Bear. We believe in him. He's got this. That's kind of it for our F1 weekend recap. We will have another episode out for IndyCar. We will cover both of them this week. We're going to get back in the, you know, we're
going
to do it.
We are going to be better.
We're doing better. I think both of us are doing a little bit better mentally at the moment, so
I think we are. I'm like starting, it's, okay, I say this, and then next week is going to hit, and my mental health is going to go back down, but it's only almost done with school.
She's so close.
So close, guys.
You got this, Raya.
Also, the fact that my school, I love it, but I hate it because our last semester goes from August not August, April to July. And it is the hardest semester ever because it's like warm and so all you want to be is outside and it's like everyone else is like done with their semester that you know. And so it's like, it's so hard. I think it's so hard.
Yeah.
But so, I'm so close. 2.5 weeks left.
And then you get a whole seven weeks.
7 week break. So expect so much content coming from.
We were gonna put things out
because we haven't posted on our Instagram in a month.
Yeah.
We have been slacking. Yes. But we told you why we were struggling with mental health for a long time. And mental health is so important, guys. Please value your mental health. Life did get really crazy. But so also, like,
We're back in full force now.
Yeah. Please take care of your mental health. One thing that we could say, like, out of... If you don't care about anything else we've said, please take care of your mental health. Like, I am one who suffers... I will put it out there right here, right now. I am one who suffers with anxiety and depression.
Oh, yeah.
And when I don't take care of it, it gets so bad. And so, taking that little time to take care of myself and, like, realize that I was struggling, it was like a whole refresh. And I feel so much better. So, please
take care of yourself.
And know that we are here for all of you. If you need someone to talk to about anything, I'm here. And We're both here.
We've both dealt with our fair share of anxiety and depression and just, you know.
Life in general.
Life is hard.
Life is really hard. And so, like, if you need someone and if you need help, please feel free to reach out to us. We love you all, and we want to be here for you in any way we possibly can. Yes. So,
this has been our British Grand Prix recap. And then next week we will have our Iowa GP recap. We don't have...
Guess what it's called?
This was the last F1 race for a little bit, right?
I think we don't have one for... Let's look at the schedule.
I was like,
We don't have one this weekend, and we have one next, like, the weekend after.
Okay.
They go to Hungary, so they just...
Yeah, no F1 this, you know, this coming week, but we do have IndyCar still, so, you know, we will do...
I will be watching it.
We will have a recap for that next week.
Plus it's Hy-Vee, so how can I not watch it?
Hy-Vee Iowa GP recap.
How can I not watch something that has Christian
Bale so excited
in it?
And we get to watch Catherine again, so.
Ugh!
And.
So pumped.
We're going back to ovals.
Woo woo!
I love me some oval racing. This has been F1 Indie Girls.
They also are in hybrid.
Oh, yes, they are.
We'll talk about that more in our IndyCar podcast
episode this week. So,
go listen.
This has been F1 Indie Girls, and we will see you next week. Bye!